It is alarming that schools, colleges, and universities in the West generally and in the United States specifically are working on a deliberate plan to churn out younger generation anti-religion, anti-nation. BBC recently aired a program where it was narrated that Christians are afraid of publicly declaring themselves as Christians. The reason is that atheists attack theists with such ferocity that most theists, because of lack of knowledge or religious befuddlement, take refuge in hiding their theistic beliefs. Surprisingly, it is not the case with Christians only. Muslims are facing that dilemma twice, an attack from atheists, and another from Islamophobes. The result is that Muslims with little or no knowledge are also compelled to accept unsavory labels of secular Muslims or liberal Muslims. Some, to avoid these slanderous terms, use a bit more acceptable term of contemporary Muslims in an attempt to distinguish themselves as enlightened, modern Muslims. All of these classifications are untenable from an Islamic perspective. The point to ponder is, why is it happening on such a massive scale and what forces are working behind it? Church, no doubt, has miserably failed to keep the churchgoers and attract the new adherents. There could be several reasons for it, but few obvious ones are: commoditization of religion, commercialization of church activities, misappropriation or non-religious use of contributions. Mosques, on the other hand, are generally manned by illiterate, with little or no religious knowledge imams, who in many cases can't even read or speak English. Their main role, therefore, is limited to leading the prayers. Main reason for poor quality imams is financial constraints. A very famous megachurch leader in GA is planning to gather $15 million for buying an airplane for his personal use. Several church-related figures have already been trashed in the media on similar accounts. Why younger generation is thronging to atheism? Another reason is the parent's casual and expedient lifestyle, where religiosity takes a back seat. There is no concerted effort to instill the religious values in the mind and behavior of a kid. Freedom of religion and freedom of choice is overemphasized, which culminates in an individualistic mindset without any preset boundaries. Expedient morality bits starts from anywhere into whatever one deems fit. Everyone establishes its own set of self-satisfying rules, which are bound to result in conflict at the wider stage of the world. When such minds, due to natural propensity or worldly compulsion, think to fall in conformity with the universally accepted values of morality and conduct, an insurmountable challenge is faced. They have to unlearn what they have been living by first, since childhood, and then learn the religious, new values, fresh. In the face of this arduous undertaking, easiest and readily available course, therefore, is to resign to already pulling liberal/atheistic forces. Hence another fine mind is lost to the abyss of atheism forever. Our ambivalent or explicit approval of activities condemned in scriptures is another reason for this pandemic. Today, any important personality has to think 100 times before resorting to God in public discourse, whereas coming out of the closet waving a flag of modern liberalism has become a matter of pride. The result is that most media outlets would flatly refuse to carry any opinion against gays and lesbians. Religions or religious figures, however, could be ridiculed and desecrated with perfect impunity in the name of freedom of expression. Absolutely inapplicable to any opinion against gays and lesbians, on several TV channels, it is a fait accompli to replace the word God with extraterrestrials or some other synonym. On History Channel on May 1, 2015, 2 p.m. show, it was said that Moses went to the mountains not to meet God but extraterrestrials. We, therefore, have to reverse this situation with serious, all-out efforts if we have to save this nation and country from disillusionment and ideological demise.